Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Adam A., a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. We're thrilled today to have Ellen Holden with us. Welcome, Ellen.
Welcome, Ellen.
Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you guys very much. I'm so honored and pleased to be able to do this today. I want to thank the church for allowing me to come in.
Amen.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, and Bill's going to start with the first question.
And we're going to ask you when you first got saved and where it was at, and go from there. Amen?
Amen. Well, I was first saved years ago. I know everyone's heard these stories from the past, but as a child. But I never nurtured it. And as time went on, Peter and I was married at 17, so I didn't really have a lot of time. After we were married, Peter and I never went to church like we should have been going. And come around to having things happen in our life, and God took us to Lubbock, Texas. And in 1976, my brother-in-law, Johnny McMillan, and old Odie McMillan, came into our place talking to my husband and I, and had us come to the church in Lubbock, Texas. And both Peter and I went down, and we gave our hearts and our lives to the Lord.
Amen.
And time went by, like it does, and I was serving God to the best of my ability for what I knew at the time, and so was Peter. And God took us to Florida. And at the times that we went into Florida, it might have been maybe 10, 12 years later. And like I said, in between, it isn't that I wasn't serving God or I didn't see God but or talk to God, but it wasn't the same.
Amen.
And I went back. It was a Thanksgiving, and my sister and I went to a special meeting. I can't even remember who it was, but it was a well-known evangelist. And he was coming to the First Baptist Church in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And Elizabeth and I went, and we went into the service. And when we went into the service, the man gave a beautiful word, and I went down. And I believe I not only rededicated my life to God at that time, but when I was also filled with the Holy Spirit at that
Amen.
Time.
Praise God. Amen.
And from then on, my walk with God was better. My outlook was better. And there's just no other way to say it, but that, you know, there's times in our life, through our life, even to this day, that you still need to have a fresh anointing. You need
Amen.
A fresh touch.
Amen.
You need God to come into you and ask you to revive you, renew you. It isn't because you're backsliding. It isn't because you're not trying the best that you can. But there's times that God knows where you're at that time. There may be things going on in your life. There may
Amen.
Be different things that's upsetting you, or even good times that's going on. But you need God.
Amen.
And God
Amen.
Said that He'll meet your need at the time you need it. We know that's what He does.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen.
What about the 70s, Ellen? What do you remember about the 70s?
Well, the 70s was a beautiful time. Like I said, it was 76 when I got born again. But the movement had been going on before mm-hmm. that. We hadn't been exposed to any of the families, any of the full gospel families at that time. And we weren't going to the same areas where all these meetings was taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And when it did start moving, Peter and I, being honest, we didn't understand it because we was in a Baptist church and
right.
we didn't understand it is a full gospel. Mm-hmm. And we didn't miscall it, or we didn't think it wasn't right. We just didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the movement started, it was so fresh and new to us. When we could feel the Spirit, and you could see the Spirit, and you seen the people that was getting changed, and you seen the movement, and it's too many people to thank. It's too Amen. Many people for me to say this one did this or this one did that, because they all done it.
Amen.
But it was at a time that I could just say that, you know, that it was a blessed time. It yes. was just a blessed time. And when we could go to the meetings, we would fly out as, you know, my kids were still wee, and we'd go to where we could go. And we would fly out to a meeting. We would, you know, I was mm-hmm. at the LA Revival. Mm-hmm. We got to go to one in Houston with the full gospel. Mm-hmm. But basically at that time, we were living in Florida. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a lot that we could do down there. And but it was still a movement.
Amen.
It was still Amen. A movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Praise God.
Well, Ellen, you said when you got saved, it was 76. And was Johnny and them, you went to church with them? And
Johnny and Elizabeth and old Odie and them.
Was they all in like a place, like a Lexington apartment type place? Because that's where I got saved, in Lubbock.
I think it was all the same. I've talked to different people,
yeah.
and they said it was the same church
yeah.
that everybody went to.
A wee man, he had a broken leg at the time, and he couldn't baptize us. I remember that.
Well, that I can't remember. I don't know by the time I was there,
because yeah.
I'm talking 76.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Didn't seem like it was a big church to me.
No.
It seemed like it was a wee church.
It was.
But the spirit was in
it. I have a feeling it's the same place, because Uncle Dodie and Johnny and Liz, they live next door to me, and all of us went to it. And just when you said that, it, like, I was like, wow, I wonder, did me and Alan get saved in the same church?
Yeah.
You know,
it
I mean,
probably.
There's a possibility. Mm-hmm. But that's nowhere where my next question was going, but it's an interesting little nugget.
Yes.
My next question to you is, in that time, that 70s move was a very unique time, like you're talking about, and Michael began to come amongst us all, too. But even before Michael Newlands, I remember traveling around, and like Uncle Bill and Aunt Margaret would have prayer meetings in their house, and we go to different church, and even the country people, I found it stickers, and it was a movement of a move of the Holy Spirit throughout America, and we've seen phenomenal things. So my question to you on that is, do you have any standout moments in the 70 period that you'd like to share something?
Well, I thought about this, Anime, and you know, I can't say that there was any particular standout movement, because the whole thing was special.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
The whole entire thing. It was just a movement that was going. It wasn't a movement. It was the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It was God. And it was God trying to bring all of our people in, and especially myself and mm-hmm. my husband, to get a closer walk with God.
From Amen.
My and it, there was nothing I could actually say. Not that it didn't happen,
mm-hmm.
because it did.
Oh, yeah.
There was things going on in the meetings. There was people being slain by the Spirit. There was people getting delivered. There was people who haven't given testimonies of what God done for them. It was going. It was mm-hmm. always going. Mm-hmm. And
there was an expectancy in the air, too.
There was an expectancy. Yeah. And our own family, my own self. Peter got delivered from cigarettes that he tried to get. That's, I know this is his testimony, but
yeah.
he got delivered when he couldn't do it on his own in a meeting.
Amen.
We did everything after we got really to know what we needed to do. Yeah. We would be behind anybody that came in to have a meeting in mm-hmm. in a motel, to have a meeting in their house. We had many meetings later in my own houses. We would
Amen.
All take turns when we lived in the park villages between us. Every other the women would take turns having women's meetings, because there was no rooms for us to go to. So
right.
we would do it in the houses. And we'd go to Hackensack. And I remember some of the men bringing us in. I think old baby Jim was one of them. And we all went to, they had a motel, and we were in another hotel, and we all came, and they had right in the hotel. There wasn't room for us, but we
right,
had
right.
a beautiful, beautiful meeting.
Amen.
And everybody, people was, you know, just praising God and serving. So this is where it had to all start.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be a blessed time where the men would come in, and they would get a big room, and we would have like bigger meetings.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And,
we but were just hungry for it too, Alan, because it was few and far between. Like
that's what I mean. And yes,
yeah.
Bigger
yes.
is better.
That's right.
The bigger the meeting, the better the meeting.
Right.
Amen. Amen. How did you get started singing and getting into ministry that way?
That was kind of another whole set, a whole different story.
Well, that's good.
All right. Well, I always loved music. When mm-hmm. I was a wee girl, Mom and Dad always had a record player. My father was always playing music. And so it was kind of always in there, but not mm-hmm. Christian music, but, right. you know, just old music. There isn't an old singer that I don't know through my mom and dad. But anyway, as the years went by, I don't know, God just seemed like, now I'm not talking about when I started with the Traveler Ministry. I just yeah. mean even in, before that. Mm-hmm. Well, God just kept opening doors for me to come in and maybe be part of a group, like a choir in that. I remember as a wee girl, 13 years old, and being on the trailer camp. And they had a Christmas meeting on the camp, and the man wanted us all to be in the choir. Mm-hmm. But when I actually got involved with the Traveler Ministry, before I did that, we was again in Florida, and we was going to a country church. We was going to the Coral Springs Baptist, and before that was the Sunrise Baptist.
Amen.
And I got involved in the choir there, and it gave me structure. It Amen. Gave me a way to understand how important it was to get together to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me when I did and was asked to sing amongst the travelers. It made me not as ladge, because believe it or not, I am a ladge person. And it made me not feel as ladged when I would get up to sing. Mm-hmm. And it helped me. And then they asked me one time to come in and asked me to get up and sing. And thank God I was able to do it. And Amen. As God went on, God would open doors.
Amen.
And different times, and they would say, would you like to share, or would you like to do this? So, and then in my later life, when I got older, I would help in my local church. I've helped Anna Mae, I've helped you a lot in here years Amen. Ago when we Amen. First come. But basically at my church at Ernie and Joan's in Baltimore, I've sung behind Joan as I helped them in my home church band for years.
Amen.
For years.
Amen. And you have a beautiful
yes,
voice.
You do.
I love
yes,
your
you
singing.
Do. It is
your
beautiful.
Voice.
Let me just add this too. I stopped myself from going up maybe a couple years ago because I saw the need for the young people. And in our home church, Ted and Mary Townsley and Richard and Linda Stanley started ministering more to the youth. They mm-hmm. wanted them to come in, and they gave them more opportunity to try and get youth bands together Amen. And to do more. And through that, I decided, I said, you know what, it's time for me to let someone else go behind
Amen.
Joan
mm-hmm.
or have their own. Now we have like three different bands at home, maybe four, and it's a blessing. But my heart always lies in the music ministry.
Amen.
Amen.
Not because of what I could do, but I recognized, I believe, through the church and through the travelers, the need of worshiping.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not just getting up there. It's a worship service.
Amen.
It's to worship
mm-hmm.
and bring in the Holy
Spirit.
Prepare people's hearts.
And to prepare mm-hmm. people's hearts to come in for the Lord.
Amen.
And get the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit in there
mm-hmm.
so that when the ministers get up, they can put forth their word.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It
Amen.
Is definitely a ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I can relate to you, Ellen, because that's what I did here. As we got bands and younger people coming forward, I phased myself out.
That's right.
Because that's what a real ministry does, is raise up people underneath them. And if we're not doing that, it's a dead ministry.
Amen.
We got up crops and other people and used people of all kinds. And anyways, I can relate to that.
Well, I was going to ask you another question, but you kind of answered it a little. But is there anything else that you would like to bring up yourself that's in your heart? Because you've blessed us already, so don't stop.
Well, I would like to truly thank every man and every woman, every band that left their families or work and to come to me and my family and all of our people. It was a sacrifice.
Amen.
When
That's
I good. Can, I believe Amen. I've truly can say I've heard the best.
Amen.
And they've been coming to us since 76.
Amen.
So I mean, one way or another, we have heard them all.
Amen.
And praise God for each and every one of them, because these people had to maybe leave their livelihood, go from warm, leave their families, and come and sit with us all and have the. We only saw the the time, mm-hmm. like to walk in and, oh, praise right. God, and right. oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But we didn't know all of it that was behind it. And amen. I want to thank everybody that did that.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, there's always the behind the scene.
That's right.
That's right. That we don't see.
Naturally, I want to thank God for my salvation and blessings that God had for me. And I also just want to say that God's blessed me with seeing three generations of my family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And my grandsons and my granddaughters and amen. Just everybody up serving God. Amen. Now I'm looking amen. Forward to seeing the babies someday.
That's it. Amen. That's a true blessing, praise ain't God. It?
Amen.
Praise amen. God. It's and like you said, we walked in and it was prepared for us. Just like you ever get invited over for a Christmas dinner? The people's exhausted, but you walk in and you glean off of their hard work. And that's what we did back then. Yeah. And then some of us just went on to be the cooks.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know, I see cooks all through this church, papered through it. What's your vision going forward in the future for our people, Ellen?
Well, my vision is this, that more would come in. And that we would all grow more in the Lord and to see another real revival.
Amen.
Another real revival. Amen. We have our revivals and thank God for them. But you know, this is the thing. I've already saw some of my visions. For 49 years in the ministry, I've already saw it.
Amen.
I've been saved. I've saw churches raised up. I've saw ministry come in. I've saw youth bands. And you know what? God's still moving.
Amen.
So to me, what happened in the 70s through the Holy Spirit is still happening today.
Praise God.
The Holy Spirit is, naturally you hear it, he's God's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And what happened then hasn't really stopped. We're just in different buildings.
Amen.
We're just different. We're different people. We're older people. We're amen. Younger people. But that movement is still going. And the need is still there.
Amen.
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 The need praise is still God. There because we still have young churches that's been raised up all over this country.
Amen.
With both Cornerstone Ministries and Full Gospel Ministries.
Amen.
We've got them all over. First off, there's no excuse for us all to not say that there's a traveler church like we used to not be able to have a traveler church
amen.
In Florida. That's gone now. And there's no need no more. There's somewhere somebody has something going.
Amen.
And praise God for that. And I know that God's still on the move. So my vision is, let's see what more. I remember old Roberta Brown said to me years ago, we're on a journey. Let's see what more God's going to do. What's it, you know, I'm not going to say an end to the road. I'm just saying a journey.
Amen.
And I know God's going to do more for our people than he already has. Because when I look back on 49 years and see exactly what he has already done.
Amen.
And he's still in the miracle business.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I loved what you said, Mel, and I write everything down. I was sitting writing it down when you started singing. You was only 13 and in the trailer park, but you had to yield to that. You had to, you know, and how God prepared you. Then you went in your Baptist church, and then you joined the choir, and all that way God was preparing you all along. And then you were in Ernie and Joan's church, and just
in between,
it's beautiful.
So many meetings in between that people would always ask me, and I was always blessed. I felt blessed and truly, you know, humbled. You might as well say when people would ask me, and like I said, it was always a blessing for me to be able to be used in the ministry. That's just where I was called. Mm-hmm. And for helps. I always helped in my church for different other things. But the thing is, you know, I wasn't maybe no good to get up behind a pulpit to give a message in that. But that's where God put me for the music and being able to speak to people on maybe a telephone that needed prayer or something like that. That's how God used me in my ministry.
He gave you a ministry and you used it.
Amen.
It's a beautiful ministry.
Amen.
That's right.
So, Ellen, I'm just sitting thinking in my spirit, if somebody's listening today and they don't know Jesus as their Savior and they don't understand what you're talking about and why you wanted to get involved and everything you've went, what would you say, how would you describe to them why it's a wonderful thing to be born again?
Amen.
All I can say is thank God for Christ. Thank God for the cross.
Amen.
Thank God that Jesus died for me. And what he done for me, he can do for others and will do. He does do. And And what I can say is I know times in Peter and I's life that we wouldn't have known what to do, how to do it without the Lord.
Amen.
God first.
Amen.
Answering prayers, showing us and leading and guiding us, and Christian fellowship.
Amen.
People don't realize how important it is to keep with Christian fellowship in your churches. Amen. It says not to forsake the assembling of the brethren. And it's because we need one another.
Amen.
And we need people to pray with. We need people to pray when we're in need, like Aaron and her, to hold up our hands. And I've had so many Aaron and hers in my lifetime. Amen. That's held me up and held us up when we needed it the most. But I'm here to say God's never failed us. Amen. He's never left us. And he has always made a way where there seemed to be no way.
Amen.
In every situation Amen. In our life. And blessed
Praise
us
God.
Beyond.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Well, if you have anything else you want to share, we're getting ready to close. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, just again, I just want to thank you guys for the opportunity. And I want to thank everyone that put theirself out for me and my family.
Amen. Well,
thank you for being here, Ellen. We loved your testimony, and I know it's going to bless people.
Here's what I wanted to say to you when you was given all your life. When you was a wee girl in the room with your mother and father playing the music is when God had the appointment for you to be the worshiper. You said you couldn't stand behind a pulpit. The most greatest thing you can do in the church is the worship service. Because that's only thing we can give God. Then after you're finished, then he gives to us. Then he gives us all our needs, our wants, our worries, our salvation.
Amen, Bill.
But when you're up worshiping and you get us to worship, it's the only thing that we get that we can give to God during that service.
Amen.
And then God gives to us. So it was a wonderful ministry. Believe me,
Amen.
You had a wonderful ministry.
Only God. Amen.
Well, sure want to thank you, Ellen, and you definitely are a helper. You're definitely an encourager, an organizer, which is all gifts, and you use them well.
Amen.
That's what came to me this morning when I was thinking about
Amen.
You. And to know Ellen is to know a friend. Nobody is a stranger to Ellen Holden, and that's the truth.
I agree.
And God, give me a scripture for you, Ellen. I'm not trying to build you up, but this is what the Lord, when I was praying this morning, showed me. Proverbs 18 and 24 says, a person who has friends must themselves be friendly. And you definitely represent that and the Lord. We appreciate you being here. We love you.
Love you, Ellen. Thank you.
And I know you love me because you gave me half of your tasty pie today. So praise God. Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.